is a veritable chemical factory that can extract from the fuel that you give it whatever it needs whenever it needs it. And the rhythm of your body knows how to combine these foods to produce different chemicals, if you will. It's not the best word, but the best one Esther can find, that produces whatever fuel and nutrients that your body is looking for. Your bodies are so much more resilient and capable than any of you know. You have the potential to thrive under amazing dietary conditions, provided you are still tuned into source. Now, it's a whole other thing when you're not tuned into source. And we want to say to you that those Aborigines who were healthy before they got that refined sugar were not affected by the refined sugar. They were affected by the environment that began to consume them as the Westerners began invading their space, finding fault with the way they lived, projecting their poisonous thoughts, not their poisonous foods, and upsetting their vibrational apple carts, you see. But that's a hard thing to study, isn't it? Helpful?
Yes.
So now what?
As we are aligned and we are emotionally well, then we are essentially immune to toxins, for example, in the environment.
In alignment to well-being, you're immune from anything that is not well-being.
So there are certain tools, if I can put it that way.
Now, before you go further, we're going to interrupt you just for a moment because we want to amplify that point because it's a strong one, really worth taking in. In alignment with source, and therefore in alignment with well-being, and therefore consistently feeling good, that's how I know I'm in alignment, you would be immune to anything that is not well-being. So you would be immune to toxins, you would be immune to bombs dropping on you. You would be immune to car accidents. You would be immune to hijackers. In other words, now someone not understanding energy and vibration and law of attraction and well-being and who you really are might say, but wait, I could take any person, no matter how aligned they are, and I could club them about the head, and I could negatively impact their experience. And we say, the universe will not assist you in rendezvousing with someone. In other words, those intentions just don't line up. And there are people who believe that they could choose a target and they could make anything that they want happen, but they do not understand law of attraction. Now, it's a little tricky, and the reason that we've offered that dramatic, we've taken you off your track a little bit, that dramatic negative scenario, is because we want you to understand that only if you, after your alignment with Source, were to look at something as potentially dangerous, could it be to you. Because in your attention, even in your word toxin, in your acknowledgement of illness, in your awareness of not well-being, those projections of thought cause you to cause enough resistance in your vibration that now law of attraction is responding not just to the vibration of wellness that you have predominantly going, but to the vibration of worry or fear. In other words, your television is the biggest culprit that we have ever witnessed in all of humanity as it force feeds to you all of that information relative to your vulnerabilities. You just can't watch television for any length of time. Esther was shocked the other day wanting to find weather and finding out that on the Weather Channel, it was full of all of that information. And for a while, she laughed at them and later on just got annoyed by them and then worried about all of humanity and then realized that all of those thoughts were upstream and found it easier to just turn it off than to find her place within it. But your thoughts are the heart of everything that you are living, and especially what is going on with your body. Most of what happens that you would call of a negative nature to your physical body, however, is not because you're thinking thoughts of sickness or even thoughts of toxins. Most of it is because you're worried about that and fussing about that and mad about that and in other words, you're using a lot of different things, not you, you are using a lot of different things as your object of attention, your upstream object of attention, which you use as your excuse to deprive yourself of the connection which is necessary for utter wellness. But you are really resilient. Look how well you do. You'd think